This is Narissa and Haran from Lekintaka. I started Lekintaka back in 2013 in festivals and night markets. And eventually they found a home for Lekintaka in Brunswick West.
So what we would like to talk about today is the point of difference in business and having a point of difference that is effective. And the other topic we'll be talking about is also having different streams of income. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the effective point of difference, because a lot of places or a lot of business owners, they believe they do have a point of difference, but it's not effective. It's not bringing growth. It's not bringing business. It's just kind of cosmetic point of difference. So what we want to talk about today is how did you guys come up with the idea of Lekintaka, and how did you transition into the cafe scene? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We came up with the idea just through, I think, the need for the cuisine in a modern way. We have a lot of it in Melbourne in a more old school way. So we wanted to update it and also bring the new, I guess, generation of Sri Lankans in Melbourne that are born here. So obvious, yeah. Sri Lankans. Want to bring them, I guess, into 2018 with the, or
can we get, well, yeah, well, it was more of a, you know, we go out for brunch or lunch, things like that. You go to a cafe and the plating's amazing and the food's amazing. The flavors are really good. Nurse and I thought, hey, why not give something like this a crack? You know, this is well after our festival time, give something like this a crack and see how we go, bringing, you know, what we know as Sri Lankan food and giving it that yeah, updating and giving that really cool look. And, you know, it's fun with, yeah, it's Sri Lankan food, curries in particular. It's very hard to plate and make it look pretty. But with a great team over the, you know, the last few years, we've been able to bring that to the forefront and, yeah, pretty everything up, but still staying true to those flavors and, you know, and the traditional ways of cooking it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good point. I mean, today the scene in Melbourne, when it gets to cafes, everybody is opening up cafes that has just one color and everybody is cooking the same stuff, even though the game did lift that, get that uplift, and everybody is trying to do this interesting plating, colorful plating, but everybody is doing the same stuff. So what I really like about what you guys are doing is you've integrated some of your ethnicity in the cafe concept. The Sri Lankan touch, and I mean, it's still Australian. When you come in, you can still have your egg benedict, your egg on toast, but then you have your hoppers. It's all those authentic dishes, and then has that modern twist to it, which is, I believe, it's pretty cool. And your customers, they're loving it. People are driving distances to come here, not just locals. And then people from your own background are coming in here and they appreciate how you're communicating your culture in a different kind of way. What else do you believe it has to do when we're talking about having a point of difference? Well, do you have anything to add to that?
I think you modern twists can go good or bad as well. So you need to really be careful of how you fuse it together. We sort of hate the word fusion because we believe we're kind of doing two separate types of food.
Yeah.
But joining it together with interesting ideas, not necessarily trying to get two different cuisines and mix them together.
Okay.
So I think that was one of our biggest challenges, but it had to be done well so that it stood out to people. So when we're doing the menu, that was probably our hardest job by far, trying to combine the style.
Yes.
Because ethnic food still needs to be approachable and it needs to be friendly to people that are a bit scared by it. So that was our biggest challenge, I think.
It has to be interesting as well. Like if it's not, if the menu doesn't speak to people, people aren't going to want to come in and try the food. So you got to, you know, you got to word everything.
And no, and in a way that they understand. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
You have to know your
mind. Yes, yes, yes.
And they're curious as well.
We can get them curious, yes. I mean, if it's too out there, sometimes it confuses people.
It does.
And sometimes it scares some people. Yes, I know there is people that they would like to try anything and everything. But when it gets to your kind of concept, it's what you did, you nailed it. Like you know exactly what needs to be done from how the place should look like to how the place should look like. I mean, the plates, the way that it's plated, the menu, how it's engineered together. So we spoke about having point of difference. Now it's time to talk about how do you communicate that point of difference with your advertising. And marketing, and a lot of places sometimes they get too scared by pushing their the point of difference, what it makes them what they are, and they try to push something that looks more blended in with everybody else because they think people not going to recognize their point of difference or they're not going to relate to their point of difference, so they kind of dumb it down.
Yeah,
and they go and they talk about things that's not necessarily exciting to everybody, but it's safe. So they want to stay safe, and they're too scared to talk about who they really are. And so, in your case, what did you do to communicate your point of difference?
I guess focus on the Sri Lankan dishes because they were the point of difference. So we had to learn that a little bit at the start and not try to hide the fact that we were doing Sri Lankan food. The name lends itself to being Sri Lankan. So we needed to highlight that and take that risk.
Yes.
And by doing that, people embraced it almost immediately. And we were able to promote the Sri Lankan food on another level that we weren't doing before.
How did you communicate that? On what platforms? And
well, through social media, that's a big one. Through a lot of videos, I think because of people being a little bit scared or unsure of what the items are, they can see it. And the minute they see it, they come in.
Okay. So, and this is where I believe it's very important to not only talk about your point of difference within your branding, but when it gets to social media, you want to showcase that on video, like what you just mentioned, your unique dishes that communicate the point of difference, and then also how the venue look like.
Yep.
Because then they can kind of look and feel how would it look like if they're dining here, or how it feels like when they're dining here. A lot of places, they just focus on food. But then they forget they also need to communicate about the entire experience, you know. So yes, focus on your point of difference with your advertising. Don't just focus on food. Focus on food, people, the venue. Really try to communicate the overall experience when, specifically when it gets to promoting your point of difference. That's what will make your social media work. And that's how you're going to get return on investment when you do any kind of marketing and advertising. I mean, I understand when business owners try to be safe, but at the same time, why are you in business? You know, are you in business to grow and to reach milestones, or are you in business to just be managing risks constantly and too scared to do anything, you know? So no, thank you. That was a very good point. Let's talk about, or tell me more about, having different streams of income within your business. Yes, you have your the cafe business. What else are you doing right now that's bringing, you know, a different kind of stream of income currently?
Well, we started doing, before we started festivals, our initial test period was workplace deliveries. So we do have a small market of that we still do.
Okay.
Who order lunches once a month, which is a side income to the day-to-day running of the cafe.
Yes.
Aside from that, we have merchandise, which we've just started to pretty much release at it. We get a lot of talk about our uniforms and our, just our clothing in general.
Okay, so that's still in process too.
Yeah, we're just about to launch it probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, cool.
We have different versions and different styles and a story behind it. So
yes,
that's one way of, I guess, tying in the brand and making it like a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, yes.
And not just about the cafe itself.
Okay, so, and I mean, people would wonder who would buy this. I mean, your biggest fans. There's always,
And we don't have Lankentucker labeled all over everything. It's almost
universal.
It's designed,
yes.
There's a design as opposed to just the name being stuck on the t-shirt.
That's cool.
We also probably about to do subscription boxes.
Okay.
So we do in-house cooking for our chutneys and our sauces and our oils and powders.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are have a demand, just, day-to-day customers are buying that. We wanted to increase that by giving them an option to purchase different types of products that we make here monthly.
Yeah, whether it be spices or the oils, it could be cakes as well.
Yes.
So we're doing slices. It just depends on what we are doing for that particular
I like that. So you mentioned things about workplace delivery.
Yep.
We also mentioned stuff about the merchandise that's coming up soon. And you're currently testing a subscription box, which I believe it's not a subscription box yet. Your box.
Yep.
Yeah, we did like a limited edition test period.
So yes.
A pantry box,
Lankentucker
pantry box.
Yes.
Yeah, so
what's in it?
So there's a few nice little goodies in there, like we mentioned before, the chili oil that we've got in there that we have on our tables here, so when you come in to eat, you can add that little bit of spice to it.
Really popular.
Yes.
Yeah, the what else do we have in there?
We have the chutneys,
the
cakes, but a specific cakes to Sri Lankan.
Yes.
So, they are sometimes a bit hard or too labor, intensive to make.
Yeah.
So we're doing the job for people. And the limited edition so far it's really well.
So, I mean, to make sense out of that is when you get your customers in and the ones that they really like your food and the overall experience, and they feel connected to the brand, there's always a percentage of them, they'll always buy anything you come up with. It's either the Lankentucker pantry box, the merchandise, the chutneys that you make in-house. You even do your events, the monthly events, and they would come to those as well. Let's talk about the events. What kind of events you currently are doing?
For us, it's important I think people associate Sri Lankan food with dinner. So as much as we didn't want to do dinner, we wanted to create a bit of a vibe or a buzz in this area, in particular where we are. So that allowed us to think of a creative way to do dinner. And we do that monthly.
Yes.
And we come up with different ideas, still true to Sri Lankan food.
Yeah.
If not, it will have a bit of a twist on it.
But not necessarily doing, rice and curry or roti and string hoppers, for an event. Well, a few weeks ago, we did a ribs and wings night where we did the standard ribs and wings, but we changed it up with the rub.
Yes.
So we used tamarind and chili, something that, we get in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
It's common. So we do those little twists as well and still make it interesting for people. And then last week we did a vegan night where we had your standard Sri Lankan dishes, but the customer came in and were able to choose out of two plates, two platters, so they can choose. And that was very different from the ribs and wings night. So
yes.
So those are
that's pretty cool.
And it's up to our regulars coming back for more each time because we are doing a different style each time. So they create a whole bunch of avenues for us to go down every month. And it's a side thing to the day-to-day cafe.
Yes, well, that's very important to talk about these things. And I would assume some other places, they're already doing some of this stuff. But there are some places they're not getting enough response. So how do you get response to those events, merchandise, the Lankan Taka pantry box? How do you get exposure to even, what was the other things? This one, the chutneys, I mean, what kind of marketing or advertising you do?
There's a lot on, we use Facebook and Instagram, which are pretty common, I think, for a lot of businesses to use. It's just how you target the right people. You can just put it out there and just hope for the best, or you can really know what you're doing.
Yes.
And, hit the right target audience, I guess, that are interested in that particular product or event or whatnot.
We still have a website as well. So we notice that a lot of people do go to the website to look at the menu, to look at what the place is about. So we definitely make sure that the details or whatever new things we're doing are on there. And also by speaking to it when people are in.
Very good. So when you speak about social media and you're pouring this stuff out there, what do you mean by putting it out there? Do you just post it out? Like you say, all right, and we have this campaign about the Lankan Taka pantry box. So we're going to put it up on social media and the website. But when it gets to social media, do you just post it, or does it have, or do we go beyond that?
Oh, you have to go beyond that. I think posting it's not enough.
Okay. So, then it's advertising. So you're doing the advertising thing. It's paid advertising on social media, and that's designed to reach those relevant people. That will be more. Yeah. Okay. So that is a very important topic, because a lot of people think, oh, I did post my event on Facebook, but I didn't get response. Well, yes, you can put stuff up, but if you're not advertising and you're not doing your advertising properly with your targeting, there isn't anything going to happen. I mean, Facebook is not going to give you a free reach. Instagram is no longer going to give you free reach. And today is the only way to get massive exposure is to do effective advertising on social media. And that's what you guys are doing today, which is well done.
Thank you very much, guys, for today. It's been great.
Thanks, Mark. It's been really awesome.
It's really been great. Yeah. Thanks for having us on your
No problem.
On your show.